All right, let's go to Dan and Jake. Let's connect with the Dragon Den. Hello, hello. Do you read me?
I think I met the only person in America who feels this way last night, or spoke to him, as TC was telling me that he's like, man, you know, you really could watch baseball from like 11 a.m. to midnight tomorrow. It's like March Madness.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
What's the figure?
How much would it take?
10K?
So wait, this whole week at least we do have wall-to-wall baseball, yeah?
There are 8 games tonight, today.
Somebody do this.
Oh, I'm telling you, he will. He'll at least have it on in the background and then be dialed in for the Southsiders at 2.
No, I want a post-game on each one full of details about what happened each game.
And you have to call the ticket right when the game ends, and they put you immediately on.
Yeah, give quotes to the ticker person so they can put them in.
This would have been a bet payoff for the ages.
Yes. You still
like, I'll jump out of a plane with no parachute.
Before you watch
eight games in one day.
Oh, we're playoffs. Having fun here. Dan?
Dan.
Fun. What?
What are you doing?
What's up?
What's wrong with Dan?
What's your question?
Oh, why is he so mad?
Our birdhouse question was how you think Norm would have handled being the moderator last night.
Shut up for a second. Shut up for a second. There would at least be one. Do neither one of you two know what the hell I do for a living?
Tell us. Tell us. Tell us.
That like, might be a great idea.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
Like we're going to do a new issue.
Okay,
new
15-minute segment.
Open.
What do you think about
an abortion?
You have 2 minutes.
If the world didn't know Norm and he just out of nowhere was the moderator for that, he'd be the most famous man on planet Earth today.
He would. Just electric.
Yep.
It's a schedule for human beings.
Who stole the show?
Wow.
Moderator Norm, we need this in our lives right now.
I'm sorry. That's it. That's it. That's it.
The deficit is not $3 trillion.
It is not.
He does not make $50 billion.
It's too perfect.
And they're both just frazzled. I have never seen a man
they're
like
speechless.
This.
And all the 538 polls start showing the Norm Hitzkus vote creeping from zero to like, dude, this guy's
getting...
And
he's counting down numbers 7, 8,
people are
12,
starting to vote for
14,
this guy.
9,
1,
3.
2, 3.
I really, at a point of the debate last night, thought what I would do if I were the moderator, and I thought at along about the minute, about the hour and 10-minute mark, what if Chris Wallace had said, I am so tired of this. I'm so tired of nobody following the rules of the debate. I know this is supposed to be an hour and a half, but I'm out of here.
That's it.
I thought someone
to go
might
somewhere else for your debate moderation.
I thought someone might walk off at the first part. God.
Moderator Norm. And, I can't get over this.
And also, like, if you needed kind of a touching personal moment, you know, he can bring it on down.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And your family. Does it hurt?
Joe.
Bob.
Joe.
Does it hurt?
200,000 deaths.
The whole range of emotions.
Well, yeah.
Moderator Norm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure it hurts.
Bounties for troops are a coward.
Headhunting. Let's get this done. Who do
this has been so fun, though.
Moderator
we shouldn't stop
Norm.
This, should we?
Yeah,
we should
probably, actually.
Going.
No.
Oh, okay.
Content over the clock.
You mean radio?
Radio,
Jake?
Done,
bitches.